BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Water is being drawn out of Itigwenny's reservoirs faster than they can be filled. The municipality says this is why some reservoirs are often empty, particularly in high-lying areas. Yesterday, Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majidina and Deputy Minister David Mhlobo met with the mayor and the chairperson of Mgeni Otjikela Water to discuss how to resolve the crisis. The municipality says the shortages are due to demand far exceeding supply and leaks in the distribution systems. Several areas far from reservoirs, including Umlazi, Chatsworth and Ntuzuma, have been without the resource for months. The city's Gugu Sisalane says plans are in place to resolve these issues.
The city is in the process of issuing several city-funded contracts for non-revenue water reduction. The municipality is also installing pressure management valve to reduce the water pressure in the water distribution system, which reduces the frequency of pipe bursts and extends the useful life of the infrastructure.
She says the ministry, the city and the water board outlined plans to increase and improve supply. This includes the introduction of two additional water reuse plants, a desalination project and the building of a dam.
The city council will consider implementing formal water use restrictions through bylaws. There will be weekly technical coordination meetings and there will be weekly meetings between the mayor, the minister and the chairperson of Umgeni Otjikela Water to review progress.
Meanwhile, Itigwenny says due to the recent rainfall it has temporarily lifted water curtailment measures until April. Eskom's downgraded load shedding to stage 4. The utility says it's returned 8 out of 10 generation units to service. The country was plunged into stage 6 load shedding in the early hours of the morning yesterday after multiple generation unit failures at two power stations. Electricity Minister Josienzo Ramakgopa and Eskom officials gave an update on generation performance, saying we should brace for a few days of the rolling blackouts. Eskom's Nyathi Mthethwa has acknowledged that they haven't been giving one production area enough attention.
We're starting to have problems in the auxiliary plant, in the electrical systems, in the water systems, in the steam systems. These are not part of the main area, main plant that we have been focusing on.
And the world's remembering the day Russia invaded Ukraine 3 years ago. EU and world leaders will gather in Kiev later for a meeting on security guarantees for the country. It's being hosted by Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, who claims he'd give up his presidency in exchange for peace and NATO membership.
If to achieve peace, you really need me to give up my post, I'm ready. I can trade it for NATO if there are such conditions.
Zelensky says he isn't offended by President Donald Trump's recent comments in which he described the Ukrainian leader as an illegitimate dictator. Russia, meanwhile, launched a large-scale drone attack across the country the day before the third anniversary of the war. Back home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 28, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Argentina, they've beaten the Blitzbox in the Vancouver Sevens final. We'll take a look at the action from the English Premier League with Liverpool taking another significant step towards the Premier League title. In action from the Champions Trophy, King Virat Kohli leads India to victory against Pakistan.